just find a comfortable posture. Try to arrive in your body. It's cold out, and many of you just got on a subway, so there's still lots of momentum. You can close your eyes if you like. Feel your body upright in the seat or cushion. A few nice deep exhalations just to purge the lungs. Then find the breath. That means bring the attention to the in and out breath at the tips of the nostrils or the rise and fall of the abdomen. And just try to tether your awareness to that breath so that everything begins to settle into a rhythm. Mind beginning to focus. And as you focus, also vividness or clarity of the breath. So see if you can become subtle with the awareness. See if you can notice the temperature difference between an inhalation and an exhalation. And see if you can do 5 or 10 breaths, counting the exhalations without distracting, so just a level of concentration. And then assuming that clear or stable mind as a foundation, then we can do what's called taking refuge and generating bodhicitta. So taking refuge means simply to recognize the power of your mind, to really understand that the mind is creating everything. It's creating your whole reality. It's creating your happiness and unhappiness. And the most useful thing that you can do in your life is to tame your mind, is to heal your mind. And for that, you'll need a model or a guide, somebody who's already tamed their mind, whether it's the Buddha or any awakened being. There are the methodologies or the sciences, the arts, and then there's the community. All these things help us train the mind, become civilized, peaceful, happy, intelligent. On that basis, then, imagine that you yourself have become free, happy, capable. The world around us is absolutely falling apart. Do take a moment to just take in the reality of the current predicament, this planet. Right now, in the safety of the Tibet house, the people that are homeless and hungry all over the world, the wars that are raging, the incredible greed that is plaguing our planet, the destruction, the environment. Just try to breathe that reality in, and then also try to commit that the time that we spend here together may somehow have some benefit to the predicament of this planet that we all share. That 40 or 50 of us really found the inner problems, and healed our minds, came together as an intelligent community, that we could find solutions, no problem. It's possible. So that is an aspiration, that is the direction that we can be moving in together as we go through this course. That is called bodhicitta, the spirit of awakening. So with that, now we can move into a little bit of our training tonight. We're going to train in what's called equanimity. We're going to first train with our inner sensations, what's happening inside of us. Then we're going to train in our relationships to have equanimity. And this will serve as a basis for our practice throughout the series. So do kindly take a moment now to drop your awareness into your body. No longer just tethered to the breath at the tips of the nostrils, but really feel the vibrance, the sensitivity of a full breathing body. Moment to moment basis, just completely feel with the sensations that are rising in the body. So nothing has to be fabricated or contrived. The awareness is becoming present with sensations arising moment to moment. And these sensations can be categorized into pleasant sensations, unpleasant sensations, and neutral sensations. Here, the practice is to not have any preference or reactivity, but simply to know and accept and to continue to breathe with whatever is there. Typically, when there's pleasant, there is instantaneously what's called grasping or clinging. And when we find unpleasant sensation, typically there's avoidance or rejection. And when there's neither or a neutral situation, there can be indifference, numbing out, boredom. Here, the practice of mindfulness is training to override the knee-jerk response to the impulse of the sensation and to create tolerance for what is happening. Stay with the unpleasant without grasping, to stay with the unpleasant without pushing away, to stay with the neutral without indifference. Let's see if we can do that for a few moments. Equanimity doesn't mean it's monotone inside your nervous system. It really has to do with the way that we relate to the inevitable changes inside of us. Continue to breathe, accept, observe. Pay attention especially to the pain signals or discomfort. That's where really the growth, the learning opportunity is. Any little pang of discomfort, instantaneously you'd like to take that away. Or just try to breathe with. So now with that as the basis, we can turn to the relational cues serve as a corollary to the inner practice. So in our everyday lives, we have interactions with others. Those others typically fall into three categories: those that are loved ones, those that are difficult ones, and those that are neutral ones or strangers. And the tone or the quality of our interaction is usually like the inner relationship. It's knee-jerk, habituated knee-jerk response. We cling desperately to the love that we need with loved ones, the validation that we seek, the pleasant experience that we seek. It can get clingy and needy. As that is driven by fear, what is called fear-based clinging. With the difficult ones, we tend to cut off, we tend to retaliate, we tend to get hostile. That is coming from what's called shame-based aversion, or what is called shame rage. And with all the countless strangers, multitude of strangers, there's what's called a deluded bias or a deluded prejudice. And we make them an other, and we write them off or see them as inferior or insignificant, don't pay much attention. So here, this is the practice of taking responsibility, that we live together, there's no escaping each other, that the quality of our interactions is what determines our peace of mind. We begin to rewire our interaction. We do this visually, like a flight simulator. I'd just like for you to call to mind instantaneously a loved one, whoever that might be. Picture them there in your mind. Try to have them really, the inner feel of them beginning to generate along with the image. And then just observe very honestly if there's any of this fearful clinging that's contaminating the dynamic or the relationship, if there's any of this childish wanting. Can come up in so many ways: the people-pleasing, the codependency, the giving to get. If you can just begin to see the inner cues for all of that, very subtle. It might even get evoked if you begin to imagine your loved one in pain, or uncomfortable, or unhappy with you, or angry with you. Let's try to remember what happened in the dynamic when your loved one wasn't that available to you. happened inside of you? Where did it happen? What does it feel like? We can let go of that person. We can just dissolve that back into the imagination. We can call up a difficult person. Could be somebody at work that pissed you off or made life difficult. Could be a relative that's difficult or challenging. Try not to pick the most challenging until you're ready for that. Just bring them to mind. Notice if there's any interaction that's stimulating any sensations in your body. If it helps, you can remember the last interaction you had with them. Try to replay it in your mind. They may have been unkind, they may have been critical, they may have been judgmental, they may have hurt you in some way. So then look for the shame-based vulnerability. The wound in which they put their finger, rubbed you the wrong way, hit your button, triggered you, made you angry. So really right now, all we're doing is just becoming a student of the mind, just observing, not yet trying to reverse anything. A good one to recall is if you've been criticized or falsely accused. The tightening in the heart center, the armory, the defensiveness. Just try to breathe with that now. See if you can use the breath just to begin to soothe any defensiveness or sense of hurt. Just begin to care for the wound using the breath. Everything is okay. Completely safe here among others. Doing the same kind of mental training. And finally, we can move to the strangers. So just quickly through the day, someone brought you tea, coffee, somebody drove the transportation you were on, somebody was in a room with you that you vaguely know or recall, an acquaintance of some sort. But somehow that just completely gets lost in the equation, in the shuffle of your life. They're almost inconsequential. So just try to see their face. And just try to take responsibility for the fact that if you don't know too much, it's so easy to dismiss, to be become disinterested. Just see if that disinterest somehow locates itself in your body. Maybe because it's not registering one way or another, either pleasant or unpleasant, it just simply is just dismissed, overlooked. And then with that, we can end now. Just completely forgive yourself for being as you are, reactive human being. Use the breath to just completely forgive yourself. And then dedicate the energy that we've created together, all of us stopping, looking in and taking responsibility for the machinery of the mind, the reactivity of the mind. And let's hope that as we go along in this course, we can really make headway for our own benefit and for the benefit of all those around us.